אברהם צבי קרן.
Pasuk says this in Kasha, the city of Balmecha. He dwelt from time to spend his life saying that the love of Lashon Hara is equivalent to any other love in the Torah, the love of Chazal. Reportedly, they say that Chaim Weil was so happy about it because he said that people are going to say Chazal is only like Lashon Hara. So, one of the reasons why that Lashon Hara is like that, one of the many reasons, is because we don't know when it's mutar, when it's also. Somebody once said to Chavetz Chaim, that now they've got all this Lashon Hara, you can't speak anymore. Chavetz Chaim said, no, all the way around, now we can speak. If we know what we're allowed to speak, we can speak. So, as important is to know what's also, which is quite simple, more or less, anything which is derogatory about or damaging about another Yid is also. Let's know what's mutar. So, obviously, everybody knows the first obvious head of Lashon Hara, which is Teres. This heta is really not a heta to speak anything. This heta has to be mechabel teles. It's the most important thing. The teles may not even happen as a result of what you're saying, but if one is intending that one is speaking the tzurich teles, one intends the teles to come out of it, then whatever it may be is mutter. Teles may not necessarily be always the classical cases, whatever it may be, a shidduch, the obvious cases. Anything which may is a necessity that someone should know a piece of information which may be derogatory or damaging, if there's a necessity to it be said, it's mutter. Chavetz Chaim says even if it says efshar, even if somebody needs to express himself, the pasuk says daigim levish yaschechel achayim. Someone has a daiger, someone is bothered about something, someone is sharing it makes it easier. That also may be a teles. Anything which is teles and mutter. Coming to the classical cases of shidduchim, in these cases actually, as we. Yeah, we'll have a lot of set to shmai, a lot of seichel. In more than knowing the halachas, one has to know as much as knowing the halachas. One has to know when to say and what to say, because often the Talmud Chacham Gates once told me that he was asked about a particular shidduch that the bocher he was discussing. The person was asking, he wanted a bocher Talmud Chacham. He answers this bocher Talmud Chacham. He said he noticed something that was strange about the shoyl, the potential father-in-law. Didn't really fit the criteria that he was looking for such a Talmud Chacham. It wasn't really, it shouldn't have been in one of his. So he asked him, discussed that exactly what he wants, what he means by Talmud Chacham. At the end of the conversation, it was clear that he had once been in Shul where he heard the Chosin laying on his Ofer, the Haftarah, and he was very impressed, it was laying very nicely. And he said, that's a Talmud Chacham, and that's all he wanted. He was very impressed by somebody. See, so he may have said something about his Bacha, which was totally out of place because he wasn't clear what the story really was. So one needs to be clear. There's an interesting chula in Tzitzeliezer. He was a great god in Yerushalayim, and a doctor asked him a question like this. A girl comes to him with, and she wasn't seeing Erech Chedoshim, and she was discussion was with what can be done, and the doctor did test and. She couldn't have any children, and in fact she couldn't even get married, and they needed a whole plastic surgery to get married, but the children was out of the question. And the doctor then heard that she'd not only gone into shidduchim, but she'd got engaged, and somehow he had realised that they hadn't told the other side anything about her medical history. So he now asked, is he allowed to go and tell the other side? So obviously, as te'eles, there's no greater te'eles than the Chaim Kodesh says in this week's parsha. It says l'sirich rochel amecha, and follows on l'samud adam reecha. There's a love to see someone get damaged and to stand by. And the Chaim Kodesh says it's on purpose in l'sirich rochel, and then l'samud because there's cases that one has to say in rechilas when it's a te'eles to watch them, not to make sure someone doesn't get damaged. So actually, for example, there's no different whether one asks or not. That's a mistake people make. That actually, if there's damage going to happen, it's relevant whether I was asked about that case. Sometimes explicitly says there's no difference whether one's asked or not. One's required to make sure someone doesn't get damaged, even if one is not asked. So he was somewhat placed in the corner because not only has he got he's got his profession at stake, he can't just go and say things which. But actually, he had guaranteed the girl's family that he wouldn't say anything to anyone. So it's a shari ibn Rashua, and he's got a long tour about it. And he says that one is mukhayyab not only to go and say it even as Lashon Hara, but actually the shua is null and void. Because it's a shua, even if it was a proper shua, it's a shua to battle some mitzvah, one's mukhayyab, it's a possible one's mukhayyab to go and stop a hesitant happened. And if it's clear that damage is going to happen, then there's a serious chash that the other person, there's no reason for such a shidduch, has to be told, and the shua is actually null and void.
Doctor does not have to disclose this kind of information.
Right, so Yubitz Lul Shain discusses that also. He had a similar shayla, shayla of someone who had Yenamachla, the Bokha, and they'd gone into shidduch also, and he had a medically very short time to live. And it was 2 years, and it was a very serious machla, a serious case, and he did not said anything to the other side. So he was also asked, and he discussed it on three counts. He wants obviously as Lashon Hara, there's no problem, but as a doctor, he even says a chashash gezel, because a doctor is there to, he's taking money, as in most places in Eretz Yisrael, exactly, he's taking money directly from the person involved, and it's part of his service, that it's confidential. You can't just go and spread information like that. So the Rebbe Zalman Shem is worried that it's not only a problem in Lashon Hara, but it's a problem in Gezel also. And Fahy's got another worry that people will stop going quickly to the doctor. People will be very nervous with doctors if they just disclose information. So he wants to say that maybe he got a problem even of Sakona, even Koch Nefesh, who knows what long-term effects would be if doctors wouldn't disclose information. So he says that Gezel is not really a problem because he paid actually for the service he was given. Although it's given on the understanding that it will be confidential, but it's definitely not on the understanding that he'll be over Issa to keep that confidentiality. So therefore, it's undone on the understanding of the Torah. However, he is worried about the Shua. He said if there is a Shua involved, that could be more worrisome because although there is halacha that if someone does a shua against a mitzvah, the shua is null and void, but if he wasn't mechuyev b'shas the shua, then the shua is hal. If the shua, when he actually made the promise, then there was no mitzvah at the time, it's such as in this case that he had no mitzvah to disclose any information at the time when the promise was done, then actually the shua is hal, and he is also. So he is taka. He spoke to Rabbi Yashar about it, and Rabbi Yashar will say that it's taka problem. That Shua has got a problem also. He said the last worry. He's not so worried that it's that people won't go for the doctors because he says people. It's not stubborn. It'll come likely. It'll come to any serious danger. So he's not so worried about it. In every case, it has to be dealt with very carefully, and we'll have to ask a shayla in this case exactly how to deal with it.
There was you're ruining this girl's life as well.
Yeah, but she shouldn't really be getting a shidduch. I mean, if there was a... Someone told me this morning that he spoke to a rabbi in town who was asked a girl who had diabetes and was looking for shidduch, and they were told not to say it outside till the third meeting that she had a problem. And she had called up after the third meeting to say that the bocha had just told her she had diabetes. So one has to lost set the shmal off. You're right, it has to be done very carefully. A dayan in Tel Aviv came to speak to the Haznish, a similar problem, as a dayan also, he's got a problem of disclosing information. And he had just done a get, just been sorted out a get, because the husband couldn't have children. So he came to the Haznish because mishpacha were now pestering him that they were looking into shidduch with his ex-husband, and it was a very good shidduch, and they wanted to know why was it divorced. And he felt very, very awkward with this. And in fact, they'd even told him that this husband, ex-husband had told them to go to speak to the dad directly. So he didn't know what to do. So he went to the Chaznish to ask him. The Chaznish thought about it. Obviously, it took the Chaznish even time to digest the... And he said, go and tell them that if I was in your matzav, I wouldn't take the shidduch. But I can't say what happened in the Beis Din. So you informed them there's a serious problem, but you haven't told them what. He told them that, and sometime later, the girls of Shpocha come to tell him that they have made a shidduch with his ex-husband, and he didn't feel very good about it. He wants the bracha of the children, so he didn't say anything. He gave him a bracha, he warmly gave him a bracha, and sometime later, a number of years later, they came to tell him that they had a child. So the Chazanish said that's the Sefer Shmaya that Rob has to. If he would have said anything else, they would have said that the Beis Din know what they're doing. How can you do such a get? If they could have erected a good shidduch, it needs a lot of Sefer Shmaya in such difficult cases. So in a case of shidduch, one always has to ask a shayla and think it through to know what to do. One last point about Teles, which needs to mention that time repeats a number of times, that if someone doesn't know that information is true, or they may have heard something and was not sure it's true, you may not say it. The Chofetz Chaim says a number of times, however, there's one place Chofetz Chaim explains himself a bit clearer, that it's actually not accurate that if one knows that something may be true, one should say it, but Loshen Efshar, one should say that, I heard such and such, it could be that such and such, there's a rumour about such and such, one can say it to Teles, even though it's not 100% true, it's accurate. If one says it in a Loshen that portrays that it may not be accurate. So that's the first case of Teles. There's another big heter the Chofetz Chaim discusses, it's Arichus, it's built in a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kumusa the Musama Ba'atlasa, let's be with the Vishnu Bisha. Something said in front of three is Muta as Loshen Hora. There's Machoy to train how to understand this Gemara. Tosis understands it means that you're allowed to say Loshen Hora in front of three people, which Tosis explains means something which is unclear, so whether it's clear Loshen Hora, it's called Avak Loshen Hora, something which is not proper Loshen Hora, but can be understood. To bad or good, it's unclear. Sometimes something said, it's not a clear derogatory thing. It's sometimes depends on how it's said. If it's said in Arabic, it's said in front of three people, so then it's mutter to say it because we understand. We assume that he'll say it over in a more powerful way. The Rambam learns a different chart. He learns if you heard something in front of three people, you may be one of three people, a group of people who heard from someone Loshen Hara, then one can go and repeat it. Once, the Rambam says, once three people heard about it, we assume it's known, or it's going to get known, and something which is known may be repeated. So therefore, something which is said in front of three people can then go and be said over. The Rambam adds one tonight, that it has to be that you're not trying to spread it. If one's trying to spread it, if you're trying to get in, you want to say something derogatory, you've got something against him and you're trying to spread bad information, then you're not allowed to say it, because that's much more Loshen Horadic. However, if it's something, if somebody just wants to repeat it, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you hear something in shul, which is often in front of a rabbi, something happened in the shul, then you're allowed to say it to one's wife, because it was apetlosa, it was said in front of three people, and it's mutar. Chofetz Chaim, however, says that one has to be careful for a number of reasons. Firstly, one can't add any, sometimes they want to exaggerate to them in a small way, add a comment on how one takes such as a story, that's really offset. One has to say exactly how it was. So one has to be very, very careful using its heter. One doesn't add anything to it. And also, there's always another problem that you can't always believe it. So if you can't believe it, then even though you're allowed to repeat it, because we assume it's known, but you can't believe it. So therefore, you have to say it in a Loshen Efshar. I heard that, or I understand such and such. There's one other thing also in the Chofetz Chaim, that if it actually happens in front of three people, not only I heard it, but actually if something happened in the rabbi, it was also the Chal, the Heta, the Avatlasa, because it's something you should know. And so therefore, something which is definitely, which is Mufursam, something in the newspaper, that is allowed to be discussed as long as one's not adding any personal comments. It was just as it is, then one can say it over. Again, it has to be noted that although in Alpi Halacha, strictly speaking, it may be Mutar, not always speaking against the Yid, there's a Maila. Often, as there is always discussing someone else, and someone else is a human being, and it's often as just v'hatvech k'moicha, or it's just as a feeling for another human being, it's not always a matter to say something, but al pi halacha it's mutar, and it's allowed to be repeated. Again, to believe in such a case is a problem, so although one can repeat it, it's possible to believe it unless, the Chofetz Chaim says, unless it's called muhsuk, something which is assumed as vadai, something like we all know things which we may have never seen. We may know that Donald Trump is the president of America, I've never met him. It's something which is absolutely assumed as a double poshut. Chofetz Chaim is an example of something which keeps, we hear information keep coming. Something which is it's said over many, many times, we hear something about someone, that is assumed as a vadai true, and then you're allowed to even believe it. Another perhaps misconception about Lashon Hara is if someone knows something already, it may not be known, but I know something, you know something, we're discussing something which happens, and we both know it. So the Gemara says that there was a story that Rav Kahana came to Eretz Yisrael, he came from Bavel, he lives very far away, and Rish Lakish said about him, Ari Olam Bavel, we've got a new line and a new Gerset Tam Chochem. And so Rabbi Yechon gave him the call that he told him to sit over on in Mizrach, come sit in the front of his Melech. And he assumed that you've got Tam Chochem, then you dig in. If you're Shia, you can assume you're going to hear something from him. Rav Kahana had decided that he's not going to say anything in the Shia, he said, because of Kapara. He didn't want to say anything, he didn't ask any questions. As Anova, he didn't say anything in the Shia. So after a while, Rabbi Yechon noticed that this man is quiet, so he's probably an Amaret, and he put it in the back of the room. And he told Rish Lakish that Arish Amarto Nasa Shuo, the lion you said has become a fox. So it does sound like Lashon Hara, that's quite a classical case of Lashon Hara. But however, Chabad Chaim says that's okay, because Birchanan wasn't adding any information. Rish Lakish knew that Rav Kahana hadn't said anything, and he wasn't adding any more to the facts of the story was. Someone doesn't say anything, he hasn't said anything. So he was just repeating it for what it was. So discuss something which somebody knows already is not Lashon Hara.
Comments, something that's happened in a rabbin, that's in a chassan around the tables, they make comments to each other, and it happened right in front of you.
Right, so the Chofetz Chaim does say, however, by a case of a drosha, which may be a similar case, just looks like it's everyone hears the drosha, and then they comment about it afterwards. So there the Chofetz Chaim says, awesome, because the Chofetz Chaim says everyone sees the drosha differently. Somebody may enjoy it, somebody may not enjoy it. So that's already saying a whole new story for it. As such, it's saying a knai, a knus, a derogatory statement which nobody knew. Somebody may have enjoyed the drosha. So to say drosha, but if they're just saying a comment, as in they're not adding anything to it really, just saying a comment, discussing something happens, yeah, so that would be mutar. Another less known heter, which also is everybody knows the story of Chofetz Chaim, that he was coming in his wagon to Radin, and there was a yid who asked him, Where's the Chofetz Chaim live? I want to go to the Chofetz Chaim. So he asked him, what do you want for the Chofetz Chaim? So he told him, it's a bracha, Yid. So the Chofetz Chaim said, what do you want from him? It's not worth going there, he's not such a Yid, just a Yid like any other Yid. And he started putting himself down. And the Yid started getting very upset, how can you speak to the Chofetz Chaim? And he eventually slapped him. And when he came to the Chofetz Chaim's house, and he found out who the Chofetz Chaim was, he was very, very upset. And he came to ask Chofetz Chaim Mechila. And the Chofetz Chaim said that he's taught him a lesson that one shouldn't say Lashon Hara about oneself either. You do that, it's nicer. It's Mufurish, the Chofetz Chaim, and it's actually a Chazal, a Medrash, that one is allowed to say Lashon Hara about oneself. The Chofetz Chaim was probably talking on his own level when every word derogatory about whoever it may be, the Chofetz Chaim was saying he learned that even about oneself, speaking derogatively is never a minor. But in strict halakhic terms, it's mutter to speak about oneself. The Novi said that called himself a Tveis of Sayim, he called himself Tomei and in addition of Tmein. And the Hashem had a big time on him for calling Klal Yisrael Tmein, because Lashon Hara, one shouldn't speak like that about Klal Yisrael. However, the Medrash says the fact that he spoke about himself was no problem. To speak about oneself, Lashon Hara is not a problem, and Chofetz Chaim brings that to speak about somebody else in the same story as oneself, or when we have done something wrong together with someone else, so one can speak about oneself, but not about somebody else in the same story. So one sees the Chofetz Chaim, to speak about oneself is perfectly mutar. Another more known heter is to say something without a name. If one's really burning to say Jusin Lashon Hara, so the Chofetz Chaim says, so you've got an heter. Someone's really difficult to keep in, so you should say it without a name. Chofetz Chaim says it's like if he gives a marshal to somebody, he says he's making chasna, he owes his future Eidim a lot of money, and the mechutin is pressurizing him, he doesn't want to, he's going to get the money, he doesn't have it. So he says, go later. You give him a check. He says, he puts a check in the envelope, he gives it to the mechutin, and the mechutin didn't check, he hadn't signed it, he didn't put his name on it. So he says, a check without a name, you can't claim. So he says, if you don't have a name in it, he says, it's a horror, can't claim it, it's not so juicy anymore, right? To say it's just one set story, then one has to be careful that the listener doesn't understand from the story who it's about, because a remez is also osa. The last case we'll have time for is if someone's moichel. If someone lets you say Lashon Hara about him, so that is a Rashi and Erechin, that also one is, if one lets someone else speak Lashon Hara about him, then it's mutter to repeat it. Rashi is talking about something which is damaging. Someone was saying to me today that maybe something which is derogatory is never mutter. However, that's clear that something which is damaging of somebody. But he says, I don't mind saying something, some business secrets. If he says, I don't mind. So really, technically speaking, for Allah, if he doesn't mind, then you're allowed to say it. A quick story about this. It came to also the Tzitzeliezer. He had a Shaila, a doctor, he was a head of the department, and he was, his achrayas always write a decision about the junior doctor's decisions on every case. And often, obviously, if he disagreed with the junior doctors, he had to write that he disagreed with them, and he had to write Lashon Hara. But obviously, as a busy doctor, he didn't write himself. He gave it to his secretary. So there's no necessity for the secretary to know what's going on about other doctors. So it's proper Lashon Hara, and there's no fairness for the secretary to know it. So the question is there a heter for him to give it over to the secretary to do? So he wants to mutter because the doctors know when they come, and it's not the job, that's how the system works, and they're moichel. Rabbi Yashar wasn't happy with that. He says that you can't moichel such a thing. I understand he means to say that the doctor's not moichel. If the doctor could avoid you speaking Lashon Hara about him, he would. He took the job, but it doesn't mean he wants you to speak about him. So that case is not, if he's clearly moichel, then it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara.
Not moichel, you've got his secondary, can't do it.
Yes, that case is a bit of a difficult case. It could be that it's caused carelessness because it can't be something.